This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Jordanian authorities said that they foiled a malicious plot by a former crown prince to destabilize the kingdom with foreign support. That's a court contradicting the senior royal's claims that he was being punished for speaking out against corruption and incompetence. Faced with rival narratives, the United States and Arab governments quickly sided with Jordan's King Abdullah II, reflecting the country's strategic importance in a turbulent region. Domestically, Prince Hamza's unprecedented criticism of the ruling class without naming the king could lend support to growing complaints about poor governance and human rights abuses in Jordan. At the same time, the king's tough reaction, placing his popular half-brother under house arrest and accusing him of serious crimes, illustrates the limits on public dissent he is willing to tolerate. The owner of a construction truck that caused Taiwan's worst rail accident in decades, killing at least 48 people, apologized in tears while being led away from his home by police on Sunday. The unmanned truck's emergency brake was not properly engaged, according to the government's Disaster Relief Center. An investigation continues as to how exactly the vehicle slid down onto the tracks Friday from a nearby construction site on the mountainous coast. The truck was hit by a passenger train carrying nearly 500 people, which derailed just before entering a tunnel. This is VOA News. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson says that it is taking over a manufacturing facility in the U.S. city of Baltimore after 15 million doses of COVID vaccine were ruined last week. The incident delayed further shipments of the vaccine. The plant is in, run by a Maryland-based biopharmaceutical firm, Emergent BioSolutions. Produces both Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine and the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. And according to the New York Times, Johnson & Johnson confirmed workers accidentally mixed up the two vaccine ingredients several weeks ago, spoiling the company's 15 million doses. Federal officials attribute the mistake to human error. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is looking into the matter that will delay authorization of the plant's production lines. Contaminated vaccine doses are expected to be delivered by the end of April to the United States nationwide. However, the incident will delay future shipments of the batch of vaccine in the United States. The error does not affect any Johnson & Johnson doses that are currently being delivered and used nationwide. All those doses were manufactured in the Netherlands. Everyone in England will be entitled to take a rapid COVID-19 test twice a week to prevent outbreaks and find those people not displaying symptoms under plans to be revealed by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Johnson has also set out a plan to reopen the economy and eventually relaunch international travel when he updates the coronavirus roadmap, aided by one of the fastest vaccine rollouts in the world. The gradual relaxation of rules will be aided by the increase in testing availability. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro announced Sunday he will extend for the third consecutive week lockdown restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19 there. The additional seven-day extension comes after the country saw an increase of 70% of infections registered in the last 7 days alone. He indicated that the increase in positive cases is linked to the presence in 13 regions across the country of a new variant, which is its epicenter in Brazil.